Culture 10, Exercise 1, page 88.
Which? What is the Consumers Association? The Consumers Association is a charity which was set up in 1957 with the intention of improving the standards of goods and services offered to the UK consumer. Initially run by a handful of people from a converted garage in Bethnal Green, London, it has grown into an organisation with a large staff, thousands of volunteer testers, and over 500,000 subscribers. This makes it the biggest consumer organisation in the UK. What is Which exactly? Which is the name of the Consumers Association's flagship publication. First published in October 1957, it is eagerly awaited by subscribers and dreaded by all dishonest manufacturers of goods and providers of services. It reviews, tests, compares, and advises on a range of products from computers to electric kettles and services from car insurance to campsites. Appearing in electronic form too, it awards top products its endorsement in the annual Which Awards. So popular has Which proved to be, in fact, that the Consumers Association runs both its magazine and its website under that brand. How does the Consumers Association support itself? The vast majority of the Consumers Association's funding comes from the yearly subscription that consumers pay for full access to its publications. It also charges a fee for companies that have won its endorsement to use its logo in the promotion of their product or service, and gets some click-through fees from sites selling products and services that have been reviewed in Which. How independent is the Consumers Association? The Consumers Association accepts no money from the government in order to preserve its autonomy and objectivity. Although it makes some money through the use of its logo and click-through sales as described above, it insists that it is 100% independent, unaffected by commercial considerations when making its reviews and carrying out its product testing. What does the UK general public think of the Consumers Association? The Consumers Association is one of the most trusted organisations in the UK. Apart from its product testing and reviews, it is heavily involved in consumer advocacy, which is why it is one of the first ports of call for consumers who have a grievance against a company. It has been responsible for improving the health and safety culture in the UK. For example, its seatbelt campaign in the 70s leading to manufacturers having to install seatbelts in every vehicle. In 2002, it was even given the power under the 2002 Enterprise Act to instigate legal proceedings against individuals and companies for instances of unfair trading it discovers.